We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Devorim Hayotzim and Achai, Halacha Beis, in middle of paragraph Aleph, the subparagraph that begins with the words Kal Yedei Chet Odom Arishayim, which is on page 131, right hand column. Kal Yedei Chet Odom Arishayim Nisarvu Kol Hadvorim. Because as a result of the Pigam of Adam Arishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, everything got mixed up. Vos al yidei oisoi hachet, al yidei ze yonko asitrachro mehadas vachesed ikdusha. And as a result of that sin of the Eitz Hadas, the sitrachro was able to draw from das and from chesed. Ki ikra pigam shaloi hoyo badas, because the main Pigam of Adam Arishon was in das, b'chinas Eitz Hadas. Vaoz on Utsrichem Bechol Pam Shetsrichem Sakin Olivar Lohitsiachis Digdushmanas Sitrachro Vaklipois. And as we mentioned earlier, whenever there's a need to make a tikkun and to extract the Chiyas Digdusha from the Sitrachro, Oz Tsrichem Kol Pam Lishtameshim Koyach Atfilo Shalabal Koyach Shebebchinas Tfilo Bebchinas Din, then there's a need to apply this Tfilo Bebchinas Din. That's the tefillah that has the power to extract from the sitrachra its chiyus, kol hakedusha v'chiyus shebola, all of the holiness and mitzvahs and chiyus that the sitrachra swallowed up until that point, to be able to force it to give it back up. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, chayil bola vayikienu. It swallowed a whole huge amount, and it was forced to throw it up. V'alkein b'yitzias Mitzrayim shoz hoya ikra tikkun chet odom rishon kamuva. And therefore, when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know that the time that the Yidden spent in Egypt was for the sake of the tikkun of the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Ki golus Mitzrayim hoya machmas pigam chet odom rishon kiyadua. V'alkein kishakadosh baruch hu rotzo lo hitzion ulesaken pigam odom rishon. And therefore, when Hashem wanted to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim and to complete the tikkun of the pigam of odom rishon, lo hitzi kol achiyus vakdusha me'asitrachra, by extracting and removing the whole chiyus and kedusha from the sitrachra, oz hutzrach Moshe l'shtameish matfila shebebchinas din. Moshe Rabbeinu had to use this tefillah bebchinas din, bechinas v'hashleich lifnei paro yehi lesanin, as he did. You know, the symbolism of it was when he came before Paro and he threw the stick down and it became a snake and swallowed up all the other snakes. Shezeh bechinas mate Moshe shehu mate oiz. This is the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu that's referred to as Mate Oiz, a stick of strength, Bechinas Din, which was also what brought about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Torah Tikutei Chocho. V'alkein, kishetzrichen lesakin es habehema, dahainu lahachnia ruach habehemiyas, ulahoitzi ulavar misham kol achiyas digdusha shebolo. And now, based on this, therefore, when a Jew wants to be mesakein a behema by being machnia the behemius in it and removing from it the chiyus digdusha that's in that behema, dahainu levareir ma shenesarev al yidei chet odom rishon toi vora shel ruach odom v'ruach habehema shenesarev, meaning to be able to sort out and extract and remove the ruach odom that's in that behema that got mixed up as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, whereby ruach odom and ruach behema got mixed up together. Azay tzrichen leshtamei shema mateoi shubchinas tefila bubchinas din shubchinas achalav shel hashchita. We have to apply that stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used, which is the tefila bubchinas din, which is the knife of the shoychet. Shehu bechinas roim amois kelbig roinam v'cheref pifias biodom, which is what's meant in the pasuk where it speaks about praising Hashem with our throats and carrying a double-edged sword in our hand. Haynu bechinas tefila bechinas din shel bal koyach. Va'oz moitzin min asitrachra mebechinas ruach habehema kol hakedushos v'chol adas shebola. And when we use that, that's what gives us the ability to to remove from the Sitra Achra, from the Ruach HaBehema, to remove from it all the Kedushos and Das that's inside of it. Voz Daika Mutar Lechel HaBehema. And once we've done that, now the Behema is kosher to eat. Kios nichna venezbatel ruach habemius, aide bchinas tfilo bchinas din shal balkoya, shbchinas hasakin shal ashchito kanal. Because we've already subdued and eliminated the ruach habemius in that behema through the tfilo bchinas din by shechting it with the shchita knife. Va'ayin oid mizel el b'hilchas matnas kuhuna halacha beis. Rav Nosson Zal says that this has been discussed more elaborately over there in Hilchas Matnas Kuhuna halacha beis previously. Paragraph beis nimtza she'yefsher lechol shum dover menachai kima yidei atikin shel b'chinas tefila b'chinas din shel balkoya she'b'chin shchita. So based on what we just learned, you could understand why we don't eat from a living animal before it's undergone the tikkun of the tefillah bebechinas din, which is shechita. V'alkein cholov hayotzei min achai hitira toira. But now we'll be able to understand why milk that comes from a living animal, that the Torah has yes considered permissible. Ki ikar hecholov nimshach al yedei haleida, because milk is associated with a birth. She'oz dam nekra v'nasa cholov. The Gemara in Bechira says that's when blood gets converted to milk. She'zeh nasa yidei b'chinas satikin anal shel b'chinas hatfilu b'chinas din shel bal koyach. That's also brought about through the tikkun of the tfila b'chinas din of the one who's able to give forth that kind of tfila. Ki ikar haleido nimshach mishom, because birth comes from that tfila b'chinas din. Ki kol ha-hoilodoi same tikkun chet odom rishon ki yadua, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that all the different births that take place in the world are supposed to be a tikkun for the pegam of odom rishon. Ki b'chol hoilodo nizbarer birurim shenisarvo mechet odom rishon ki yadua, because in every birth there's a sorting out and there's a fixing up of sparks of Kedusha that got messed up, that got mixed up as a result of Adam and Chav eating from the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein ikara ha-hoilodo nimsheches ha-idei b'chinas ha-tfilo b'chinas din shel ba-koyach. And this is why births are brought about through that tfilo b'chinas din of the powerful tzaddik that knows how to do it. Ki sarusa de zivugo mi sitra de gvura, because the Zohar HaKodesh says that what brings about a kesher between man and woman, zivug, it comes from the side of gvura, midas hagvura. Sheze b'chinas tfila b'chinas din, which corresponds to the tfila b'chinas din. Ki azivug hu b'chinas tfila ki yadua, because zivug is also associated with tfila. When a person davens, Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Tes and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, that through our tefillah we bring about a zivug lamala, a yichud kutshebrichu shchinte. So zivug and tefillah go together. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal gam kein al maimor rabbeisenu brachas daf hei al tefilosi shetehei smucha l'mitosi ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Moran, also in Torah Mem Vav. Umachmas pegam odom rishon shikra pegam hoye pegam abris al kein hahechrich sheyeh hisoyros hazivuk mi sitra de smola shu sitra de gvura. And because of the fact that the pegam of odom rishon also involved an issue of pegam abris, in the fact that Odom and Chava didn't wait till Shabbos with their zivuk, it's brought that was an in of pegam abris. That's also what necessitates that the Hisoyrus Hazivuk should come from the left side, from the side of Gvura. V'alkein tzrichin shielaze giboyer godoilu balkoyach sheyizke sheyia zivugoy bigdusha shelo yisach izboy chasishom hadin de sitra achra shebchines moichin de katnis shemishom nimshach taivas habhemis. And it's for this reason that a Jew has to be very, very strong and be in control of himself to see to it that the zivug should be with kedusha. It shouldn't be from taiva. That the midas hadin of the sitra achra should not get involved, which is moichin katnus, which is where all the animalistic desires come from. Rak tzorich liyos gibor chozok ubal koyach. But rather, a Jew has to be very strong and in control of himself. Bechinas giborei koyach oisei devoroi. Inon de Mizgapern al Yitzrayon. The Zohar HaKadosh says, who are the powerful people among the Jews? Those who overcome their Yetzahara. Inon damyin l'malochim mamish. They are compared to angels, literally. Vo'oz kishe zoich aliyo is gibor bal koyach. And when a Jew is zoich to have that strength, l'hizgaper al tavosoi, to overcome the physical desire, and to see to it that the zivuk should be bikdusha with tznius, azai, afal pi shebehechrech, afal pi kein hisoyros hazivug misitra de gevura, then, even though the zivug still has to come from that left side, from the side of gevura, im kolze ein hasitrachra necheses boy klal chasashom, still, he keeps the sitrachra, the forces of tuma are not included in the zivug at all. Adarabba, just the opposite, zivug bigdushahu, it's a zivug of holiness, bebchinas hatfila, bebchinas din shel abalkoyach, that's lined up with that tfila bebchinas din of the great tzaddik, and they're able to give forth that tfila bebchinas din. Shaydei zeh adarabba, moitzien kol akdushes v'chol adas mi'asitra achra, whereby when a person's zivug is conducted with that kind of kedusha, not only doesn't it feed the sitra achra, but the opposite, it causes the sitra achra to have to give up sparks of kedusha and das and chesed that the sitra achra had swallowed before. This person's zivug, which is being conducted by kedusha, forces the sitra achra to give that up. Bebechinas chayil bola v'ekienu. Kanal. And by doing it, the person plays a role, is involved in bringing about the tikkun of the pigam of Adam HaRishon.